Every year it changes. Do I talk louder than you?
Or yeah, I think
do
so.
Do I just have a booming voice?
I think you've got a booming voice.
You look like The Rock today, Simon. You know The Rock?
Are you trying to recreate the beginning again?
Yeah. But you know The Rock. Because I want to show you. Show me. You looking like The Rock.
You don't just show me on the podcast, you just show me.
No, I'm showing you on the podcast. Oh. You know who, shut up. You know The Rock, if you look, search for The Rock old photo, it's got like blue jeans and a like...
The one with the roll neck and his...
muscle t-shirt and his hair.
This isn't a muscle t-shirt.
Yeah, well,
obviously put on some Christmas timber.
There you go.
You yeah, I knew
like
you were going to show me that one.
Version of
I
The Rock.
Nothing, the one with the big necklace on.
You look exactly like him. I was like, do you have a... You probably have a bum bag as well. But yeah, you look like The Rock. Well done. Congratulations. Looking like The Rock. It's the new year.
I'm leaving that in.
It's the new year. Yeah.
That's terrible.
The Rock bit. You don't want The Rock bit in.
No. it wasn't good.
But it is the new year.
It is new year, yeah.
It's the new year. It's 2023.
Yep.
Which means one thing.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! Do you have any resolutions?
No. Do you have any?
Nah.
Should we do the theme song?
Yep, let's get to the theme song. Here it is! Put up your feet, put on the ghetto. What's the Grand Prix? Who's the Bastion Metal?
And there it was.
There it was indeed.
So, album of the year episode, Matthew.
Whoa, we got to that point again.
That time again. Shall I?
Before we get into it, do you want to tell people what they should do to help us out?
Oh, yeah.
Help us out, guys.
Just very quickly, if you like the episode, if you like us, and let's be honest, who wouldn't? Please follow and or subscribe on whatever you listen to podcasts on and give us a rating, preferably 5 stars. Just helps us get discovered.
Yeah. You want us discovered.
I think.
Yeah, I think.
So do that. Right, running order map.
Although a lot of metal fans are like, oh no, it was good before it was discovered.
Maybe we don't want to be discovered.
Yeah, we're underground.
Pretend you didn't hear that. Keep us underground. Keep no one listening, listener.
Okay, what's on the agenda?
On the agenda, we're going to talk you through a few albums that are coming out this year that we're looking forward to. In what you're looking forward to. We'll then go over the slightly complicated scoring system for our album of the year. Which every year is insufferably complicated.
And also, I think we both score it differently in the complicated scoring system.
Yeah,
it's
not a good system.
We both use the bits differently.
Yeah, it's not a good system. Yeah. Anyway, then we will take you through our...
It does mean rogue choices get in the top 10.
Which is what
sometimes
we want.
Sometimes, yeah.
We'll take you through our number 10 to number 2.
10 to 2.
Based on our weird scoring system.
That's how
system.
You drive, isn't it? That's how they teach you to drive.
Oh, you said that last year.
It was better this year.
Yeah, I guess so. But not as good as the previous year.
No.
When you said 10 to 2 is my second favourite Iron Maiden song.
Oh, yeah.
Which has now been repeated 3 years in
three
a row.
3 years in a row.
So thanks for that.
That is my second favourite Iron Maiden song.
Then this year, slightly different to previous years, we asked you, the listener, what your favourite albums were.
Ooh.
Or rather... We asked you to score the ones that we had
score
put in our shortlist.
Yeah.
And then from that, we've got a top 10, a listener's top 10.
Whoa, listener top 10.
So we'll go through that.
That's you, guys.
Yeah, that's you. And then we'll let you know which one you didn't like the most out of them. And then honourable mentions, that's stuff that didn't make it onto the shortlist.
Yeah, didn't make
that
it.
We liked.
And other people liked.
And what you liked. Yep. And then we're going to give you the worst.
Ooh,
so
what's
stuff
the worst?
That scored the worst against each
that's
of
my
our five.
Bit. Favorite bit
categories, and then at the very end, so that you have to listen to it
all the way through,
we'll give you our number one album of the year.
Yeah, you can listen to it all the way through or wait for us to put it up on Instagram.
yeah or just skip to the end.
Skip
which you might have already done, to be honest.
Probably not. Okay, so
here we go, quick fire. bang.
So
what's coming out, Matt?
2023 is happening.
Yeah,
it is, isn't it?
What do you reckon's coming out that you are looking forward to? January, go!
January. I'm looking forward to Catatonia, Sky Void of Stars.
Great. That February. In Flames is coming out.
So Steel Panther.
Steel Panther's coming out.
On the prowl. Still on the prowl.
March.
Periphery.
Eyes.
Eyes, yeah. They were good. Looking forward to Eyes.
From Denmark, I think
Denmark
they were.
Denmark Street, London. April, Metallica and 72 Seasons.
May, Cattle Decapitation. Terracite.
Yeah.
So there's a few. Enslaved is out in March. Haken is out in March.
Also.
Ne Obliviscaris.
Also,
you've got
you,
in March.
You could tell us what's coming out as well. Like, you, the listener, was saying, oh, I can't believe this wasn't in. Tell us about it. Tell us about your album
send
that
us
you
stuff
like.
When it comes out. And
send
we'll have
us
look
it
at
and say, why don't you look
listen
at,
to
why
it.
Don't you look at this one this week? And
yeah.
You know, let's get this, make this a community.
Let's get this party started.
Make it a community. You tell us what to
you
talk
tell
about.
Us, and we'll tell and you how we'll much you we don't like it.
Or really like it.
Or love it.
Depending on who
right,
you are.
Right, that's a few things coming out.
Whoa.
This year.
What you looking forward to? What you looking forward to? Okay, do you want to go through the very complicated scoring system?
Yeah, shall I try and do it super quick?
And I would butt in and make it longer than it
should
be.
Yeah, okay. So,
that's what I'm here for.
Top line information. We had about 12 episodes in 2022.
Two episodes.
And in each, thank you very much. And in each one, we picked two albums each to talk about that have come out recently.
Yep.
And then if you multiply all those bits together, you get 48 albums over the course of the year that we've chatted about.
Chatted.
They became our long shortlist. And then out of those albums, Matt and I will score them out of 50.
50.
Split into five categories. So 10 points for each category.
So it's out of 100 in total.
Yes. And then we add mine and Matt's scores together to give us a score of 100.
With
100.
Maths.
With the power of maths. So first category is called expectation versus reality. Matt and I approach this in different ways, which means the scoring system doesn't really work.
So the way I score this is if I'm expecting it to be really good and it's bad, I do
low
one,
score.
One
yeah.
Score. Low score. Low score. If I'm expecting it to be a bit shit and it's great, high score.
Very high score.
If
yeah.
If I'm expecting it to be great
and
it's
great,
I give it like a 5.
Which does make sense.
Makes sense. Because I expected it to be the reality was it was what I expected.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's very true. Whereas there are ones a lot of the time that I expect to be great but are even better and they surpass my expectations.
Yeah, so that's even higher score.
High. Yeah.
But there's also ones that I expect to be shit and they are shit. So generally, then they get a 5.
The
they
fact,
don't get a 1.
The fact that Matt has
they get a 5.
Scored ones that he thought were going to be great and were great a 5 means that some of those albums have been pulled down the rankings.
Yeah, but I also
really
gave
good. But
albums
according to the
that
category,
I hated a 5
it makes
because
sense.
Because I thought they were going to be shit, and
sense.
They were shit. They get
so that's the first category, expectation versus reality. Slightly ambiguous. Both of us do it differently. It's fucked up everything. But we still think our top 10 is pretty good. Second category, originality.
Yeah.
Again, this one's quite contentious. So this is...
How I do it.
Yeah. How do
is,
you do it?
It's like, if I think... if the band is quite original, but they sound kind of like their last album... I give them like a 1, but if it's a band I really usually like and they do something kind of
totally
you
different,
know, complete like a curveball and it's shit, they get a 10.
That makes
because
absolute
it's
sense.
Like it's different.
Yeah, and I do it almost a bit like that, but I also tend to think a bit about the band and their music and how original it is, which is not probably what I should do. Cause
yeah, but I think if they've released an album.
The
same kind of ilk.
Yeah, that should
times.
Score lower.
It's not original.
Fair enough.
Anymore.
We should have debated this before we started scoring them.
No,
this is good. Do it live on air.
Do it live.
So the third category is unskippability.
Does what it says on the tin.
Yeah, basically. So if all the tracks are good, it scores high. If there's a few shitters in there, it scores lower.
Yeah.
The next category is replayability.
Whoa, how many times you played it?
Yeah, how many times
again,
you listened to the
again.
Album? Is it worth listening to again? Yes or no? And then the last category, which always throws everything off because it's nothing to do with the music, but it's very important, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Is artwork.
Yeah, so...
How good's the album artwork?
So the best album could have the worst artwork and not get in the top 10.
Yeah,
so
actually, that happens.
Yeah, that does happen.
That does
so
happen.
So just make your artwork good.
Yeah, why wouldn't you make it good?
Yeah.
You spent all that time writing the music, recording the music. Make your artwork. Get someone professional to do it.
Imagine looking
don't
at
do
shit
yourselves.
Artwork and going...
Unless you're the guy from Baroness.
Put that on. put that
anyway,
on the album.
So that's the scoring system.
Woo! Scoring system.
So that brings us on to the moment that some of you have been waiting for. It's
waiting 10.
10 to 2. So, shall I start with 10, then you do 9, then I'll do 8?
Fuck
eight?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So,
in a 10!
In a 10.
In a 10.
So, this album came out in September.
Whoa.
It scored 75, so 75%.
75.
Basically.
Yes.
It scored really well on Expectation versus Reality. We scored an 18 combined score. 18 out of 20, it's pretty good. Replayability, good. 18 out of 20.
What? Yeah.
Artwork, good. 8. That means you hated it. I scored it a 5, you scored it a 3.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I think it's actually... With the benefit of hindsight, not bad.
Looking back,
it could have been higher overall.
It's that thing, isn't it? I looked at it on the Spotify, and you don't get all the details.
Yeah, if you look at it big,
but then you just looked at it
cool.
big. Yeah,
yeah, it looks like, a lot better.
So should have looked
anyway,
at it big.
Shame.
Looked at it big.
Shame. Make your album good small next time. So it's Revocation.
Revocation.
Never Heaven, and our standout track is Strange and Eternal.
And here it is. Indeed. Great
album and track and everything.
In at 9! In at 9 is Blame Kandinsky and their album Eclectic Ruiner. So they did well on some of the things. Expectation versus Reality. They got 20.
Perfect score.
Perfect
of 20
score.
Out of 20.
Originality, not the highest. Artwork, 14. 14 on the artwork. It's not bad artwork. Yeah, so well done, Blame Kandinsky. and we've got the track for you to listen to is Ruined. And here it is! In eight.
So this band and album scored 77%.
Whoa, it's going up.
Came out
yeah.
in August. It will continue to go up until we get to one. came out in August. What did they do score wise? So really high on Expectation versus Reality. 19 out of 20. Well
really
done.
High on replayability.
Quite
18.
Low on originality because they sound a lot like another band
Dillinger.
That one of them is in. Oh, yeah. Maybe more than one of them. Two of them are in?
One of them. Yeah.
And artwork was only 11 because it's a bit shit.
I like the artwork.
Yeah.
I think I gave the artwork a... Oh, no. I gave it... Yeah, maybe I didn't like it as much.
Fair
as
enough.
I
so,
gave
it is. It's Thought Crimes and their album Altered Past, and our standout track is Keyhole Romance.
And here it is! In at 7, it is Without Waves and their album Comedian. So how did this do? Artwork, not too bad. 16, highest on the artwork so far. It's a little flamingo plucking the brain out of another one. So that's fun. It's a lot of fun. Originality, high on that, 18. That's quite an original album.
It's the most original album in our top 10.
It is the most original album in our top 10.
According to our own scores.
Did anyone get higher?
I think that's why I said that.
No, outside of the top 10.
Outside the top 10. Yeah. No, it's the most original album all year.
All year.
According to our scoring.
Brilliant.
Wow, that's good, isn't it? Well done, them.
Yeah. And
is that true?
This is their song, Animal Kingdom. And here it is! In at six.
Edit it out. It's fine. No one's gonna know what happened. In at six was 79%.
Whoa!
Matt.
It keeps going up.
Keeps going up. 79%. That's almost 80%.
That is. Imagine getting to 80%.
This album came out in February.
Whoa!
This scored a perfect 20 on expectation versus reality.
Whoa!
Pretty
that's
good.
A good 20. Good 20.
15s across the board for originality, unskippability, and replayability. Ooh, and a 14 for artwork, which is fine.
Fine.
It's down. Mass Worship with
Whoa.
Their album Portal Tombs.
Portal Tombs.
And our stand-up track is the title track, Portal Tombs. Tombs.
Tombs.
Tombs.
And here it is! In at five is Psychroptic and their album Divine Cancel. This album scored pretty low on originality, 14, but got perfect with expectation versus reality. I think because the album cover wasn't very good, and it has 12 out of a possible 100.
No, 12 out of 20.
Oh, right. Yeah, it is out of 20. But it got 12, which isn't high. And their standout track for today is A Fool's Errand. And here it is! In at four.
Turned into a sort of school teacher. In at four with 81% or a score of 81 out of 100.
Whoa.
That's
keeps
pretty
going
good,
up.
Isn't it?
Keeps going up.
Out in October, this album by as yet untold band.
Untold band.
scored, fairly high across the board. 17 expectation versus reality.
Whoa. 17 artwork.
Artwork, yeah. Which is pretty high. The joint highest with two other albums artwork in our top 10.
Nice.
But not the highest artwork out of all. That was...
What was that?
I won't say because it could be in our top.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, it won't be because I've already said the top 10 is 17.
Oh, yeah,
it's the
true.
Highest.
It's
Let's just say what
Speedball.
It is. Belushi's Speedball.
One on the albums.
Yeah, great artwork. Anyway,
perfect
so it's Dr. Acula with their album Dr. Acula. Came out in October. The standout track is The Werewolf of Fever Swamp.
And here it is! Is Conjurer and their album Pathos. So Conjurer, they scored pretty well, but they expectation versus reality was quite low.
Was it
14?
Wow, you scored. Yeah. That's your system.
I was expecting
you scored
it, to
it
be
a
great.
5, and it was great.
yeah,
fair enough. I guess I was expecting it to be good, and it was even better.
If only we scored it everything the same kind of way.
This could have been
number one because it got high scores on originality, unskippability, 18 on replayability, 17 on artwork. So everything's high apart from the expectation
versus
reality because they delivered.
They did exactly what you expected. They scored low. Poor Conjurer.
Sorry,
I know
guys.
They listen as well, so sorry about that,
so,
chaps.
That was the scoring system's fault, not mine. And here, in case you don't know what they sound like, here is Suffer Alone. Here it is! In two.
This is big. This is us.
Big.
Number two.
Number two.
This is huge.
Big number two.
Big number two.
Yeah.
So,
better
two.
Better wipe afterwards.
That's gross. 84%.
Whoa, big percentage.
That's huge, isn't it?
Big percentage.
Nice. They scored 20 out of 20 on expectation versus reality.
Whoa.
Pretty high, 16 on artwork, 16 on
originality.
I guess
I wasn't expecting, didn't know what to expect.
No, exactly. Didn't really know what was going to happen.
Out. The tank.
It's Skin Failure.
Whoa, well
with
done.
Their album Radilac, and our standout track is Meat Pond / Down by the River.
And here it is! I keep forgetting about the /
Fine. That's exciting, isn't it, man?
I can't tell you
what
number one is yet.
Top 10 to 2. Top 10 to 2. Top 10 to 2.
That's my second favourite Iron Maiden song.
Okay, so that's top 10 to 2. Now, this year, as I mentioned, different to last year, we dropped, because that's what people do on the internet. We dropped a survey. Not that cool.
Yeah.
We dropped a survey.
Do you have time to answer a quick survey?
Yeah, and some of you did.
Some of you did have time to answer.
Which is
weird. Thank you very much.
So we put all of the list of 48 albums on. We ask you to score them from 1 to 5. One being
five.
The worst, 5 being the best.
Yep.
And then we added all of those together. Highest score was number one album, etc., etc. So we've got like a people's top 10.
It's the people's vote. It's the people's fucking vote.
So we're very quickly gonna run through the people's top 10 from 10 to 1.
10 to 1. Matt, in at 10.
Yeah. In at 10 was Falulalaha or Fallujah. their album Empyrean, which obviously came out last year, that was your number 10, but it was our
26.
Number 26.
Number 26.
According to our scoring, it got 66%. Yeah. So
and
sorry about
joint,
that.
Joint 26.
With another one, which we'll talk about in a sec.
In at 9!
That's you.
Is Hath. And, that was Promised.
I love this album. I don't understand why it didn't hit our top 10.
No, let's have a look.
Why
let's
didn't it hit our top 10?
Because...
Oh, yeah, it was 14 on our list.
Yeah, 14.
So it did
not
pretty well,
bad.
To be honest.
Yeah, it did quite well. It was nearly there. Nearly,
it was
nearly
so
there.
Close. It got 73%. Yeah. It missed out just.
It was very good, though.
Great album.
And yeah, that was 14 for now. In at 8!
At 8, you voted for Celeste.
And we didn't.
Assassins. we did not. This was number 37 on our
37.
List out of 48. So not great.
No.
With 57%.
No. Yep.
Why didn't we like it, Matt? Why didn't we like Celeste? It's because I scored it really badly.
Yeah.
I think I scored it.
Oh, you did score it quite poorly.
6, expectation versus reality.
Yeah.
Originality.
I gave it
7.75, 5.6.
Yeah.
So I gave it 27. You gave it 30.
You hated
both
it.
Pretty crap.
It went down.
So sorry about that, Celeste. Again, I know you're listening. Je suis désolé, because I think they are French.
French. In at 7. Is Thought Crimes and that was on our.
That's on our list.
That was on our list.
That was number 8 for us. So great. Yeah. Good. Well done, listener. You are correct.
In at 6.
In at 6 is Psychroptic. Divine Council, which is our number 5.
It's our number 5.
So again, well done. Correct on that one.
And what's your number 5? It's Ithaca and They Fear Us. That was our number 24. 24 that was. Why didn't...
why didn't that do well? That was also really good.
That was a good...
What did we score that? Ithaca.
24.
Goodness, I was just reading out lists on... On 26. A podcast. I scored it a 39. You scored it a 29.
Whoa.
And you took many marks off for the artwork.
Oh, didn't like the artwork.
I quite like it. It's a bit different. You don't get many albums like that.
It's not
stylish.
It's not
stylish.
Originality, though, is it? That
originality, you scored it 5, which means it was really good and you thought it was going to be really good.
No, originality, I scored it 7.
Oh, sorry. So expectation
versus reality. So, yeah, it was. I thought it was going to be great. It was great.
Yeah,
it got 5.
So you scored it 5. so that is the downfall of quite a few albums on this list.
Yeah.
Okay. Then 4.
Not the best at that. In at 4.
In at 4 was an absolute belter, actually.
Yeah.
Lamb
belter,
of God,
belter.
Omens.
Omens. Loved it.
Sounded a lot like
it.
All
so
Lamb of God albums.
So
you
scored it
really
low. In expectation versus reality, I gave it a 5 probably because it's exactly what I thought it was.
You actually gave it a 10.
What?
You gave it a 10 expectation versus reality.
Wrong. Oh, but I gave it a 1
for originality. And I gave it a 4 for originality because all the albums sound identical.
And I didn't skip it, so it got 9s
across
the board.
I gave it 8s for unskippability, replayability.
That's quite high.
And then album artwork, I gave it a 5, you gave it a 4. So we were quite in line. We both scored it 33 out of 50.
Wow, there we go.
So we were perfectly in line, but it just wasn't good because of the lack of originality. But they can't help that, can they? They've got to stick to us. Yeah. If they suddenly came out with a completely different sounding album, they'd be like, what on earth are you doing?
Yeah, it was awful. It would be out of
it
the
wouldn't
week,
work,
out of the year.
Okay, so that was 4.
In at 3! It's Zillinardor and Zillinardor.
Oh.
Zillinardor.
They're so popular, aren't they, Zillinardor?
Yeah.
I don't really understand why.
We say they're so popular, but they're... Tour, they only did Electric Brixton.
Oh, did they? But what I mean is, I feel like online people are always banging on about them.
Yeah, people love them.
They are very original.
I do like them. I think they were, although they're original, their album wasn't original compared to
their other
usual
albums. So you give it a 5 again. 5 for expectation versus reality and originality, you gave it.
But then I gave it 8 with replayability and unskippability.
I gave it
a
5.
And the album cover
but
wasn't.
Overall,
great.
You scored it 32 and I scored it 31. So again, aligned, just on different criteria.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
In at 2!
In at 2! In at 2!
One of our top 10.
One
again.
Of our top 10, yeah. So Conjurer, Pathos. Yeah, so we're pretty aligned on that, listener. Well done. Yeah. Congratulations to you.
And I'm going to get McMouty out to
announce the listener's number one.
Listener's number one. So here, what's it going to be? Could be our number one. It could
be. So your listener, Number one.
In a one.
Is Fit for an Autopsy.
Whoa.
Oh, What the Future Holds. And then we scored that 69%.
69, yeah.
It came 23rd. 23rd. In our list,
quite far down.
Which I really liked it. Oh, yeah. We've figured out this is because of your
my scoring again.
So I scored it 40 out of 50.
Oh, yeah.
Matt scored
it
29 because you gave it a 5 expectation versus reality.
Yeah.
Sounded like what you thought it would, even though it was really good.
Yeah.
And you gave it a 5 for originality because it sounds like their other albums.
Yeah, sounds like them.
Which is fair.
Yeah, it is fair.
I just scored it high because I wanted it to get a high score overall.
But I did like them a lot, and I gave them 7s across the rest of the board.
I would have scored higher, but the old scoring system has foiled us once again.
I don't even think I'm messing it up.
I think you're doing it right. I think it's they're bad categories.
Yeah. Because we'll change them.
Really good albums don't score well.
They're changing for next year.
Next year will be totally different. We may not be here next year.
Oh, I'll be here. Don't worry.
Okay, is that a threat?
Yes.
So there you go.
You
that's
have
the
to keep doing it.
That's the People's 10.
The People's 10.
It's the People's vote. It's the People's fucking vote.
Okay, right. Let's do some honourable mentions.
Honourable mentions.
Let's go for...
honourable mentions.
So this is so. We also asked you as part of the survey, if you could drop in anything that you think we've missed. And my lord, did you think we'd missed a lot?
Oh, that's why I was saying this year. Let us know the albums that are coming out. Let us say, hey, make sure you do this album. This is great.
To be honest, though, because of the way we do stuff, every week we do listen to pretty much everything that's come out. So we probably would have listened to a lot of these and gone shit. And not bother to talk about it.
But
some in here are pretty good.
Well, some of them we mentioned the single the week before. So
we didn't mention the album, therefore it's not on the list. Yeah, so there's a few caveats.
So what we got, Si? We got
Grey Haven.
Whoa,
the album This Bright and Beautiful World.
Amazing first track. Every Time I Die.
First track starts off incredible.
So good.
And then it's just a bit singy after that in places, I think. So that's why it didn't make the list. Sorry, whoever put that
some
down.
Some singy is good. Not that.
Not that one.
What else is there? Varials, Scars for You to Remember.
Any thoughts on that, Matt?
I've got no thoughts.
No
on
thoughts!
That. Did you listen to it?
I thought it was all right. Just sort of a bit metalcore, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah.
Straight from the Path, that got a couple of you mentioned Straight from the Path. That album is awesome. We didn't talk about it because I think it came out and then we didn't do an episode for quite a while. Other stuff came out after. That was the issue.
Yeah.
But that would definitely be in there had that not have occurred.
Again, not just.
Again, weird system we've got.
I like this one. Somebody said, Dead Body, The Requiem is album of the year. You dumb cunts.
You dumb cunts. Yeah. Thanks very much for that. Yeah, we don't agree.
It's not the worst thing ever.
It's not the worst thing we've ever heard, but it's not the best either.
Conan, we missed.
Conan's great, and we missed that.
Yeah, amazing. Cheap Pile's newest.
Chat Pile. Chatpile, a couple of people mentioned Chatpile. God's Own Country.
Should be on here.
Yeah. It's
two
not bad.
Mentions, couple of mentions. Are you kidding? Where's Pain Remains?
Someone wrote that in capital letters.
Yeah,
are you kidding?
Capitals.
Where's Pain Remains?
That means I can read it.
it's Lorna Shore. That's by for people don't know. It's a bit much, isn't it, Lorna Shore?
It's just
a bit all over the shop.
Yeah.
Sort of Lord of the Rings.
Is that a solo artist or a band? Is that a name?
Yeah. Is it someone's name?
Who knows what's going on?
Not sure about that.
Anything else on the
Play God? Oh, that's the album, isn't it? What are they called? Absent in Body. Play God again.
Oh.
A couple of people mentioned them.
Yeah,
Scott Kelly from Neurosis.
Did like the album, but Scott Kelly's a bit of a wife beater, isn't he?
Yep, he's a wife beater. So we don't
thought we wouldn't
we don't condone
that on the podcast.
We shouldn't have given him the airtime, really, should we? Don't listen to that.
Talking about wife beaters.
go on.
No, other things we didn't put on. How the hell didn't Callous Dowboys?
That album was great. Again, I think similar to Stray from the Path. I think they came out maybe similar times.
Yeah,
we just had a bit of a long gap between episodes, and then they came out, and then other stuff came out, and then they were too old to talk about. So yeah, both Stray from the Path and Callous Dowboys, I think, would be on there.
Something I listened to a lot and didn't come up at all was Carpenter Brute. I listened to
that.
Was replayed a lot in my
was it?
In my room.
I definitely listened to it a couple of times, but I didn't not much.
Norma Jean.
That was great. Death Rattle, Sing For Me. Again, I think was in a bit of a gooch between episodes, so it didn't get brought up.
A couple of duds we didn't mention. A couple that we were
looking forward to both of those at the beginning of the year. That Clutch album is just a bit meh.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Expectation versus Reality.
We'll just call it a one.
We'll just call it a two, yeah.
Yeah. Megadeth was all right. But again, it fell in a gooch.
Yeah.
All these things fall in the gooch. Don't get mentioned. Decapitated, that's a great album. Oh, yeah. Cancer Culture. Didn't make the list. Sorry about that.
Came out. So yeah, just give us a nudge on what you think's going to be.
So there's
great.
Some honourable mentions.
Yeah. Honourable mentions!
So what we got next?
Next the is worst. Bits.
The worst.
So for each of our incredible categories, we are going to let you know which album scored the worst.
The worst.
So, in expectation versus reality, you know how I score things?
Yeah.
I score it a 5 if it's exactly what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
A 1 if it's shitter. Then.
Yeah.
So, expectation versus reality in total, Cage Fight... the lowest expectation versus reality with a 9.
Yeah, which is pretty bad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 9 out of 20.
And I scored it a 6. You scored it a 3.
Yeah. We scored it differently.
Yeah, we know that now. Cage Fight, that was crap to listen to that, even though your mate's in that band, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Is he the drummer?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully he doesn't listen. Does he listen?
I don't know.
Probably not.
They could. So, originality, the lowest originality, was Belushi Speedball, who, if you remember, got the best
album cover. But lowest originality. Lowest. Why? Because
They just
blatantly say...
They've got a song called Ripping Off Municipal Waste.
Yeah, exactly. So that's not original, is it? No. Unskippability.
Tie with unskippability and
replayability. Both the same band.
Same score.
5 out of 20 for both.
And the band is...
It's Machine Head.
Machine
of Kingdom and Crown is the album. Just a bit crap, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit crap. A
couple of bits are quite good.
A lot.
But lots of horrible singing.
A couple of bits were really good.
Not for us.
Yeah, it was skipped.
It was skipped a lot. Yeah,
and
not played.
Artwork, which is one of the often the deciding factor of album of the year.
Worst artwork goes to
Bastardane, the son of James Hetfield's
Sons Band,
who I think. Next year, Metallica might be getting the worst album cover. I don't know if you've seen.
Oh, I've seen some of the single covers.
So
it's terrible.
That might lose.
Weird bright yellow thing.
And overall worst, Jagger McMouty back out for overall worst.
Yeah, go on then. So this is the album on our list that scored the lowest overall. It's Machine Head again.
It's Machine Head.
Of Kingdom and Crown.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Just a bit crap.
And sorry, guys. I appreciate. Some people are going to be like, that was my favourite album.
Yeah, and that's fine if it is.
Yeah.
You're just wrong.
Well, you're right in your own way.
Yeah. Of course you are.
Right. I think that's...
That's worst scores.
Worst scores ever.
The worst.
The jingles have got worse over the years. It used to be all about the jingles.
Yeah, we'll make those ones good.
Yeah.
If you're listening now, you would have heard all the jingles and gone, what's Matt talking about? They were all brilliant jingles.
Okay.
Here we go. This is it. The moment you've all been waiting for.
I think McMouty should get...
End of the podcast.
The end of the podcast. It's a short one.
It's a short one. Who knows? Great. That's what we all wanted.
Okay, so...
In at one! Number one!
In at one! Okay, our number one album scored 86.
Whoa!
86%. It scored... Sorry, Matt, you have to do that for quite a long time now. It scored... Hold on there. It scored... 19, Expectation versus Reality.
Whoa, that's pretty good.
16.
16?
For Originality. 17 for Unskippability, Replayability, and Artwork. It is... Birds in Row.
Brrr.
Zinro and their album Grisklane.
Whoa, well done, Birds in Row.
Which means grey nothing.
You take the title from Collapse.
Yeah, last year Claps and Soult, this year Birds in Road, Chris Klein. Amazing sort of hard French hardcore sort of album thing.
Great.
We saw them a few years back.
A few years back. Before the troubled times.
Before the troubled times that we all know and love.
Yeah.
Friggin' great album. I've listened to this so much. I've probably listened to this 50 times.
So what did you give it for replayability? Hopefully 10.
A 9.
Ooh. So what, you played something else instead of it once?
apparently the biggest replayability for me is Conjurer, which was brought down by your score.
Ooh.
Otherwise Conjurer could have easily won.
I gave it a 5 in expectation versus reality.
So Birds in Row, congratulations. Tell all your friends.
Tell all your friends.
You are album of the year 2022.
Yeah. And their song, if you don't know them, I don't know what they sound like, that we're gonna play is
Nymphias.
And here it is.
And there it was. What was that?
I think that was it.
Oh, just leave it and here it is and that's it.
I don't know, we could keep this for the end.
Well, we're not doing anything, are we? No.
No. Might as well keep it then, though. Like as a little tidbit.
Oh, a little Easter egg.
They'd be like, I wonder if it's going to end.
But then it sort of just ends.
And it sort of ends without ending.
Wow. Yeah, fine.
Tell a friend.
Tell a friend!
Thanks for listening. Come back next time.